Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of the program. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, more from Mayor Bill de Blasio on his statement regarding forced vaccinations, mandatory vaccinations, especially for children. He's really interested, it seems, in having 5 to 11-year-old children mandated to get the vaccine, even though children, of course, are the most likely to easily defeat COVID should they contract it. But we will. All of that doesn't matter. But mandates, obedience, that's what matters. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts first, and then I'll play more of this interview with Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City. I've been interviewed on MSNBC recently about vaccine mandates. But first, Wild Child is on the line here. Where are you calling from?
Missouri.
And you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Back in 1998, before there were cell phones or the internet for the average Joe or Joe, I infiltrated the Communist Party of the United States of America.
Really?
So, yeah. I became a member of the CP of USA. And okay. It's like I found out that, firstly, yeah, they spew all that Marxian twaddle, but simultaneously they don't live like they want everyone else to live.
Of course not.
They're hypocrites.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I lived out in the Metro Detroit area, that's in Michigan, and the communists there, you know, the locals, they group you out together. They call it a club, or at least they did 24 years ago or so. And they all of them, except I was the only one that rented my housing. At that point in time, I had divorced my husband, and I was the only one that, I had to rent because he owned his house, and he wasn't giving me half. But, I was the only renter. They all owned their houses, and their houses were these big, beautiful mansions out in what they called the exurbs, in the wealthier suburbs.
And where was this again that you infiltrated them?
The Communist Party of the United States of America.
But where were you?
Michigan?
I was in the Metro Detroit area.
Detroit, okay.
In Michigan.
So where do you think their money came from?
I guess it came from their jobs and stuff. I have no idea. But the thing is, they own their property.
So these were like upper crust people. These weren't like the young 20-somethings that were fresh out of college.
These were really old, fossilitic, old. Most of them were, not all of them. I was in my early 40s at the time, but most of them were like in their 80s and 90s. They had been very wild, you know.
Interesting. Wild Child, anything else you want to share about your experience? Go ahead.
Yeah, they were hypocrites. It wasn't about, like, you know, Marx talks about the petty bourgeois, it scapegoats the upper classes for the problems of the proletariat. While the commies in this country at that point in time, like now, were anti-white racists and scapegoated white people for all the problems of everyone else. But simultaneously, they were all pretty much white, you know, they were very wealthy, and they did not rent. They owned everything, and they had these big, lavish houses, lived in the lap of luxury.
Let me guess, they weren't taking a bunch of their money and spending it on local hungry people. They weren't doing, you know,
oh, hell no,
big giveaways of cash or sandwiches or anything like that.
No, hell, they didn't do that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, there were a bunch of hypocrites, just like, you know, like Christians or all other religions are today. They're pretty much, you know, do as I say, not as I do, hypocrites.
Thank you, Wild Child, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number here is 603-283-6160. I mean, she's not wrong.
Sounds like phony is like Mark David Chapman would say.
the murderer of
John Lennon.
John Lennon.
Called him a phony because he was living like a lavish life
in like a penthouse apartment or
right.
whatever.
After all his
they had servants.
All right, so back to another phony, another hypocrite, Bill de Blasio, another thug.
Also living in New York.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's living large as well, the mayor of New York City. Here's what he had to say. I'm just going to recap this. It's a short clip, so I'm going to play the whole thing for those of you just tuning in here.
Look, human beings do well when they have carrot and stick. So a mandate helps people to realize it's time. FDA final approval on...
His language, mandates help. They help you realize things.
It's time.
It's time to
obey.
You
know, you've been considering taking this vaccine and just waiting till it was time, and now... The government is showing you that it is time.
Oh, I got it. Jumped back here for a second.
Yes. Realize it's time. FDA final approval on Pfizer said it's time. Now, the Biden administration could do something else that would really help us all move forward. Speed the approval of the vaccine for the 5 to 11-year-olds. It's time for that. Look,
Why is that going to help us all move forward exactly?
No, 5 to 11-year-olds don't die of coronavirus.
No, they don't. And if everybody else has gotten the vaccine, because the old excuse was, oh, well, you've got to keep the kids away from the grandparents, right?
Right.
Because, you know, the grandparents are the ones that are vulnerable. Well, if the vaccine works, then why would it matter whether or not the kids have the vaccine? And if you're that concerned, just keep grandma away from the kids still. You know, but either way, if grandma's got the vaccine and the vaccine works, then why can't she hug her grandkids whether or not they've got the vaccine?
Well, Ian, the government said, when I count to three, you better get your vaccine. And they already counted to three, so now it's time.
We can get that last piece done. Because right now, we can vaccinate kids 12 and up. We're having a lot of success in New York City getting that done. But we need that last piece. And we need every child in America back in school. So I know Joe Biden cares.
Because you got to keep indoctrinating
them. Keep them brainwashed.
Yeah.
To his great credit, I know the team's working nonstop, but they've got to make this a central priority. Get that vaccine ready for the 5 to 11-year-olds, and then there's not even a question anymore about our schools. Everyone in a school building at that point could be vaccinated, should be vaccinated.
It's creepy, isn't it?
It's extremely creepy.
Like, this guy's obsessed.
He's hell-bent on being a child abuser.
Yeah.
Mass child abuser. Yeah. Millions of kids he's talking about.
He's obsessed with injecting children with an experimental vaccine that modifies their DNA.
This is not hyperbole.
No.
This is real.
That's a real interview.
Well, if you Google, is the COVID-19 vaccine experimental, fact checkers will come up and explain to you that it's not experimental. And then when you click on the links that they give you, they're just a bunch of mumbo jumbo that literally doesn't say anything. It says, yeah, animal testing was done. For how long? How does that make it not experimental? So, okay, you did some experiments.
Oh, these fact check sites are awful. They're just straight up propaganda. And Google's part of this, right? So
is Facebook, so is YouTube, all of them.
The people who Google, is the COVID-19 vaccine experimental because they've heard someone they don't like say it and now they want to give them proof that it's not experimental, will just say, oh, look, there's this link.
Yeah, here's a link to the New York Times.
Here's a link to what the CDC said and not even be able to read this crap that pops up. This paperwork or whatever that pops up.
Didn't somebody call the other night about some alternatives to Google, like a search.brave.com, I think I heard about?
Yeah, I can't remember it now.
And then there were a couple of other ones as well. You know, what is the most freedom-friendly search engine out there at the moment? If you know the answer, feel free to give us a call and let us know. Our number is 603-283-6160. But this guy, this Bill de Blasio, who, you know, he knows that people pay attention to New York City. He knows that people watch what they do, the other government people, government goons in other places all around the country. As New York City goes, so goes a lot of other places. And they were the first to have the vaccine mandate to go and do things indoors. They were the first. That is, by the way, still rolling out. That the enforcement of that is not starting until, I believe, mid-September. I think it's like September 16th or something like that. So right now, they're not sending the ticketing agents around. They're not making arrests yet of, you know, restaurateurs or whoever else, gym owners that might balk and might refuse to enforce this. And there are some independent restaurateurs there who are suing the city over this. Whether you're in New York City or whether you're anywhere and you want to talk about this or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. But you know what? Let's change things up. there's always crazy news about COVID, but there's other things worth talking about in the world. And I got some crypto news coming up here for you.
Oh, goody.
And you can share your thoughts with us. It's free.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,150. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Boostar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Boostar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Boostar.
Boostar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, you may dial in here and join us. Bring what you want. Busy night here on the phone, so thanks to everybody participating with the show. Always more fun, I think, for us to do shows where we get to talk to you. The number is 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
We'll continue with some different news, because there's always crazy corona news in the story, in the news out there. But what else is happening in the world? Well, cryptocurrency has tended to be on the rise over time, and one country, El Salvador, has legalized Bitcoin as legal tender.
That's pretty impressive.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that, because it's getting closer to being go time for that whole plot.
They kind of mandated Bitcoin, right?
It sounded like it. Now they're walking that back.
That's
so
cool.
We'll talk about that coming up here. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Tyler is on the line, former host here on Free Talk Live. Tyler is calling from New Hampshire over in Rochester. Hey there.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey, Matt. Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, Tyler.
Hi.
What's on your mind, dude?
Hey, I just wanted to call. I saw your guys' newspaper article or in the Intelligencer, the New York magazine.
Yeah.
Caught that today and made me think of you guys, so I'm watching the show.
Thanks.
Wanted to change the subject a little bit because we all know COVID, you know, information and news is always getting you down. But there is one white-pilling article that I read recently. This company called Rare Breed makes a trigger called the FRT-15 trigger.
Mm.
You guys heard of that yet?
Yes.
No, I have not. And first, tell me what a white pill is.
So a white pill is just good news, as opposed to black pilling. You know, red pilling is waking up.
Okay.
Blue pilling is staying inside the rabbit hole. Black pilling, sad. White pilling's good.
Got it. Okay.
yep.
So this is, yeah, now, you're going to tell me good news about this trigger, this rare breed trigger. Let's explain, Tyler, quickly what the rare breed trigger is and what's going on around it.
Okay. So what the rare breed trigger is a drop-in trigger you can put in your AR-15. And what it is it's a forced reset trigger. So for a semi-automatic rifle, what you usually do is when you pull the trigger, it fires a round. You have to release your finger from the trigger for it to reset so you can fire another round. Well, this trigger does that part for you.
Oh.
So if you hold the trigger down, it'll push your finger forward to reset it. And as long as you're holding your finger against it, it's going to continue to fire a round.
So this is kind of like a bump stock, but not a bump stock.
Think of it like a bump trigger. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. So the ATF decided to do a report, and according to sources, the report that they did, they didn't even actually look at the trigger itself, but they saw that you can get firing rates of like 600 to 700 rounds per minute.
Which is M16 or higher, you know.
Yeah, yeah, which is, it gets it up there. And so immediately they were like, well, of course this is a machine gun, even though it doesn't meet the definition of a machine gun, but we say it is. So they sent Rare Breed a letter, a cease and desist, and they said, you can't sell any more of these, and you have to account for all the ones you sold because technically you sold machine guns.
Oh,
well, the good news is Rare Breed said, not now, Chief, I'm in the zone, and they kept making them.
They kept making them and kept selling them.
And kept selling them. They're going to continue to do so, and they're suing the ATF. They want to take the ATF to court because at the end of the day, they're going to have to convince a jury that this is a machine gun, and it doesn't meet the definition of a machine gun at all.
The ATF's definition of a machine gun is not nearly met.
So is it illegal to sell a machine gun in America?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Everywhere in America?
Oh, yes.
That's stupid.
You can buy a machine gun, but you have to have a tax stamp for it, and you have to, like,
what's that cost?
The tax stamp's $200. You're going to wait a year on your background check, and it's going to cost you about $20,000 to actually afford the cheapest M16 beater that's out there. So this is, you cannot buy any machine gun in America that was made after 1986.
So these triggers you can take and put into, a variety of different semi-automatic rifles, AR-15. Like AK-47.
No, just an AR-15.
Just the AR-15.
Yeah,
just the AR-15.
Okay.
And the reason that Rare Breed thinks that they're going to win this suit is because the ATF hasn't been able to prosecute anyone for having a bump stock. And the reason for that is they tried to persecute one person for having it. And then when they were getting ready to go to court over it, they realized really quickly that they're not going to be able to meet their own definition of a machine gun. So they dropped the charges. So anyone that has a bump stock out there hasn't been persecuted for having one. And, you know, they realized, hey, we're just going to, like, use their own rules against them. Let's see where this goes.
When Trump, quote-unquote, banned bump stocks, did he ban the possession or just the sale of bump stocks?
That's a great question. I mean, I would assume that if because the bump stock was classified as a machine gun, meaning if you already owned one and you didn't have a tax stamp for it, you're in a legal possession of a machine gun.
I see.
But again, they haven't prosecuted anyone for that.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
So this company is called Rare Breed. Now, they're still selling these triggers.
They're absolutely heroic.
Are they saying anything on their website, like, we're not going to keep your information? Like, if you buy this from us, we'll delete your address? Or anything. Is there any kind of statement like that, or are they still collecting
names? I haven't heard anything like that. The thing is they're not selling them directly. Their distributor is Big Daddy Unlimited, which is a firearms distributor online. Mm-hmm. I went ahead and looked these up because as soon as I found that out, I was like, well, hey, I kind of want one. But there's so many people that want one that they're back-ordered over a year. So,
wow.
There was a split second there where you could buy one because people wanted to offload them quickly. They didn't want to be associated with them, so you could get them on, like, you know.
Secondhand?
Yeah, secondhand. Nice. People were like, I want this gone.
Nice. Tyler, anything else you want to share?
No, just that I miss you guys. I'm glad to see
you too,
back to doing what you do best, Ian. And hopefully I got to come back to Keene soon. I got some stuff left at the old house, so maybe I'll swing by and say hi.
Cool. Look forward to it. Thanks, brother.
All right. Take it easy.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for the update. 603-283-6160. You know, there's been some surprisingly good court decisions recently for gun rights.
Yeah. And all the stuff we're going through right now kind of overshadows all that stuff, but there's one activist judge out in California who's just decimating a lot of supposed...
The state laws, right?
State laws. So
California is still a terrible place to live.
Yeah, but. And on the circuit level, too, though, is the Ninth Circuit's been pretty impressive.
Right.
Wow, what's it for someone like me who pays attention to that stuff? I'm like, what's going on out there?
So if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to 603-283-6160. And, of course, you know, that's another reason why New Hampshire just needs to leave the United States.
Absolutely.
There's been talk recently amongst state representatives about declaring independence from the United States. And when Mike Sylvia, who's one of the state reps, he's an A-plus rep, 100% liberty rep. This guy is the bona fide real deal, freedom-friendly guy. When he goes through his list of reasons why New Hampshire ought to leave, gun rights is right there toward the top of the list, you know, because all these federal rules get in the way of people's freedoms to bear whatever arms they
want. You have to really take a, even if you're not a gun person, you have to really put it into perspective in terms of tactics. If someone's trying to disarm you, why? There's only one reason anybody would ever really want to disarm you.
Especially when they're armed.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they're armed.
Yeah, they're not disarming, that's for sure. 603-283-6160. You can join us. El Salvador getting ready to have Bitcoin become legal tender. What does that mean?
So interesting.
Let's talk about it coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden with a direct message for those responsible for the bombing attack that claimed the lives of at least 13 service members in Kabul. He says he's ordered military commanders to strike the Islamic State.
We will respond with force and precision at our time, at the place we choose, in a moment of our choosing.
He called the slain service members heroes.
They're the spine of America, the best the country has to offer.
Biden says the U.S. will complete the evacuations of Americans and Afghan allies.
We will not be deterred by terrorists.
He ordered all flags to be flown at half-staff in honor of the 12 Marines and one Navy medic who were killed. U.S. Central Command says 18 Americans have been wounded. They are being flown out on military aircraft with surgical units on board. This is USA Radio News. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is requiring all educators from kindergarten through college to get a COVID-19 vaccine, along with higher education students and all healthcare workers in the state.
Unfortunately, our current vaccination levels are not enough to blunt the ferocity of the Delta variant hospitalization surges in some regions.
He also imposed a statewide indoor mask mandate for anyone over the age of 2. The White House has canceled what was expected to be President Biden and new Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's first face-to-face meeting and rescheduled it for Friday. The schedule change came after twin explosions at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, killed dozens, including U.S. service members. Biden's planned meeting with a bipartisan group of governors on the resettlement of Afghan refugees was also postponed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Yep, it's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, El Salvador to be the first country on the planet, and I'm going to guess not the last country on the planet to legalize Bitcoin. And when I say legalize it, I don't mean that it was prohibited. I mean to put it into the system, to legalize, to make it legal, as in it is part of the government, part of the system. And we're going to get deeper into this idea here in just a moment. They're going to make it legal tender.
Sounds like, for me, there's a vacation being planned for El Salvador, if you ask me.
It's interesting. There's some ups, there's some downs to this, and the Wall Street Journal's covering the story that they're about ready to roll this thing out officially here in a short bit. But first, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Riley is on the line. Riley from Utah, who is our Riley. He's the guy that does the Daily Digest.
Our Riley. How you doing, Riley?
Every single night.
I'm doing fantastic.
Hey, dude. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Riley.
Thank you. I'm actually going to be coming back to New Hampshire September 28th through October 9th. So.
Can't wait.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But anyway, I want to talk about this whole rhetoric surrounding masks and vaccines and how a lot of people on the left claim it's ableist to not get vaccinated or wear a mask. And yet here we have people who have suffered trauma from abuse or whatever who maybe can't wear a mask because it's highly triggering. Mm. Or then you have the people who can't get vaccinated for whatever reason, and these leftists really want to claim the idea that it's ableist to not get masks, to wear masks, will be vaccinated. And to me, it's really frustrating as someone who has a quote-unquote disability, even though I don't consider blindness to be a disability. It's really frustrating to hear these people talk about how ableist it is to not be masked or vaccinated.
So an ableist is somebody who is saying that someone has an ability that others don't, right? Like, so define this for me.
I really don't know what that term exactly means. I just have heard it used. I mean, I'm like, guessing ableist. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Oh, it's like being racist against somebody for their race. It's being discriminatory against somebody for their abilities. So, like, if somebody just didn't want to cater, make a restaurant that could have people come in with wheelchairs, like, they could be called ableist.
Discrimination right. against disabled people, according to dictionary.com. So, yeah, Bonnie, you nailed it. But so they're saying that it's ableism to not get a vaccine?
Yes, that's what I've heard.
That's stupid. Like, somebody...
How?
I don't know, and that's really concerning. I guess the assumption is that if you don't get a vaccine, you're going to get people sick.
It still doesn't really make sense. Well,
it doesn't.
Look at what we're working with here, though. That's Riley's point. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
This is, oh my God.
Last night, Nikki said something that kind of has something to do with this. She said people call her, like, rude or say she's selfish for not wanting to take the vaccine or mm-hmm. wear a mask. And she said that's so ridiculous considering the fact that she was a nurse working with COVID-positive patients in the early days.
From day zero.
Yeah, every day.
In the early days of COVID,
for sure.
Where, you know, it was actually really scary to most people because we didn't know what this thing was. And now, and she's fine. So she learned from that, you know, with her personal experience, is making a personal choice not to take the vaccine, doesn't want to wear masks. And people call her selfish for that.
The thing is, what's selfish is people who want to force other people to take the same medicine that they do so they can feel safe.
Right.
That's selfishness.
Oh, absolutely. It's this whole COVID thing is a fear-based experience for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And when they respond in a fear-based way, they're afraid. They want to get in control of others so they feel safe. Well, you have to let go of your fear. You have to let go of wanting to control people, because when you do, you're going to realize that, hey, this really isn't that bad.
What's it like being, you know, a blind guy? You're there in Utah, which, Bonnie, you actually spent some time living in Utah as well. I mean, are people bewildered when the blind dude isn't even, you know, doing what? Because they figured that you're going to be obedient or whatever. You need your hand held walk into a place without a mask on. And what do they say?
They usually don't say anything about it. I usually just say, oh, I have a medical exemption.
Mm-hmm.
And leave it at that.
They leave you alone?
Yeah,
okay.
They do.
That's good to know.
So, get myself a cane and some black sunglasses.
It didn't get too bad in Utah, my parents said. Well, at least in Tooele, Utah. They mm-hmm. said that they pretty much always went to Walmart without wearing a mask.
No issues.
In Tooele, Utah. Did it get bad where you are, Riley?
So, I live in St. George, Utah. It didn't get that bad. We have
College
enough
town.
Conservatives here to push things back, but mm-hmm. also... I've noticed that the dominant religion in Utah, the Mormon Church, has said, hey, you know, we urge our members to get vaccinated. So they're trying to get everyone going along with the narrative. And it's really, really sad that a lot of people in my family got it because, well, the church
said so.
Yep,
wow.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's really messed up. The church does a lot of things I feel like are messed up in Utah because there's, like, no separation of church and state. They'll just be like, yeah, vote for Trump or whatever. Like, just
right.
straight up, and they, you know... They're unashamed about it, but it's really messed up that the church is telling people to get vaccinated because Mormons will absolutely do what the president pops up, the LDS president pops up on the video cameras and says to do.
Yeah. Well, I can understand because I have family members that work in the medical field, and I can just understand why they'd want to get vaccinated. I know my mom got vaccinated because she works around older people, and so she got vaccinated to, quote-unquote, protect them. So, I don't know. I'm really feeling pressure to get vaccinated, and I don't really want to.
Yeah, anytime I feel pressured for something, it makes me want to do something less.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my attitude.
Thanks, Riley. We'll see you when you get here for your visit coming up in September. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I'm even less interested to do something that the government says because they are completely untrustworthy. They're liars.
They're murderers.
They are just absolutely corrupt from top to bottom. And why anyone takes them seriously You know, I mean, obviously you have to take a man seriously if he's going to point a gun at your head and demand things of you. But why anyone believes what they say, with so many decades upon decades of evidence after evidence of malfeasance and outright robbery and rape and just destruction of innocent life, why anyone would think these people have your best interest in mind?
That's lunacy.
The exact same thing can be said about the LDS Church as well. Like, it was founded by a liar, like an extreme liar and thief, and they went around murdering
Brigham
people.
Brigham Young, was that the guy?
No. Joseph Smith.
Joseph Smith, that's right.
Like, crazy liar.
Yeah, you should see Joseph Smith's rap sheet in Chenango County, because he's from
He had to run
County.
From your old county
yeah,
in New York, right?
He went to Missouri, too, and they banned him from Missouri. And yeah, he's just a horrible person that started the LDS Church, and they're all liars and horrible corruption. Yeah,
which is weird because all the Mormons I've ever known seem so super well adjusted and nice people with good families. Like, huh. Bonnie's got a look on her face. Maybe I'm wrong.
They're awful. They'll kick you out of their family for being gay.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Like, literally.
What if you drink caffeine? Will they kick you out for that, too?
I don't really know if you'll get kicked out for that, but that's...
I've seen some dirty looks get tossed around before around caffeine drinking.
But you're not allowed to, right?
Like, yeah, I don't think that's okay.
Yeah, it's really not okay. It's like, it's bad. They also just like, well, if you move into a town there and you're not a Mormon, they'll go up and be like, hi, I'm your neighbor. I forget what they call it. It's some weird word for a church. What church do you go to?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, if you tell them, oh, I'm not LDS, like, your kids aren't allowed to hang out with their kids.
Damn.
They're like bad. They're bad people. Anyways.
The number, if you want to join us here, whether you want to weigh in on Mormons or whatever's on your mind. Hey, I love it when people have their passion.
Right on.
They've got an opinion. That's what we're here for.
But even more so, the leadership. If they're telling me to get a vaccine, I want to get it even less.
603-283-6160. That's the number here. 603-283-6160. On the other hand, there's a lot of religions that have been really standing up and outstanding and you know, taking a risk and continuing to operate in the face of threats and arrests and things like that. So kudos to those guys.
Ours.
More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder. With increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us in these remaining moments, there's just enough time for you. You can call in at 603-283-6160. We'll get you on the air, talk about what you want. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's Ian, Matt, and Bonnie in with you tonight. Of course, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, you can also join our Matrix chat server over at chat.freetalklive.com. Bonnie is one of the newest members of the Matrix server. You can check her out there. And other Free Talk Live listeners and people that don't ever listen to the show just like to talk us frequently. So check that out at chat.freetalklive.com. That's actually where you can go to get the step-by-step instructions on how to sign up and join the Matrix chat server. It could be pretty entertaining, though, can it, Bonnie?
Yeah, they're pretty funny sometimes.
Yeah, they are.
But they're mean.
Even when they're mean, they can be pretty funny. So just know what you're getting into. Chat.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Phil is on the line in Texas. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm kind of nervous there. But okay. I just wanted to ask how anti-vaxxers, you know, or anti-maskers can market to each other to find each other out and to create a alternate economy.
Well, okay, first I would say I don't describe myself as an anti-vaxxer or an anti-masker, but I am in favor of choice. I think people should be able to make choices about their own body and their own life, and I'm highly skeptical of this particular vaccine, and I'm very skeptical of mask wearing. So, I'm against both of those things, but I don't like being called an anti-this or that. That said, how do we market to one another? Well, it helps if you're physically nearby the people that you agree with, and that you actually have a physical community of people. So, Matt, you were talking about this earlier tonight, that people have been moving to New Hampshire, that there's a migration of people who care about liberty and freedom. And a lot of those people, there are a few that have gone that have caught the mask madness and they've gone off the reservation. But most of us have stayed pretty true to principle here. And here in New Hampshire, we have something called Market Day, where there literally is a physical meeting in different areas of the state. There's one in Manchester. I think there's one on the seacoast. I don't know if the North Country is doing theirs actively.
Yeah, they are.
They are? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Keene, of course, has one as well. So they're all over the place, and they happen monthly. And people come together, and they, set up a card table or whatever, a little, flip table, and then they put their wares out, and they sell it, and they accept crypto and gold and yucky cash or whatever. And so that's one way to do it. Otherwise, you're basically stuck with online if you don't have a physical group. And I know there are the Freedom Cells, which is From what I can tell, the best way to kind of find people that might be somewhere in your region of Texas or wherever you happen to be in there over at freedomcells.org, just a network. You got to network with people. I mean, that's the only answer.
Yeah, and we met a bunch of those Freedom Cell people. Man, that was a good group of people.
Young,
they came up and visited
active,
us here.
Interested.
Oh,
yeah.
Man,
yeah.
What a great group. I wish they would all just move. Let's
they
have
should.
One giant Freedom Cell.
Yeah, they really should. What do you think, Phil?
I guess we shouldn't be afraid of, you know, telling people, you know, up front that we're not afraid of, you know, of people that don't want to take the vaccine and, you know, people that don't want to, you know, wear a mask. And we just need to, you know, communicate better to our prospective you know, clients.
Well, the good news is people that wear masks, you already know you don't want to talk to them. So it's kind of like a nice little self-selector.
Well, it's kind of hard because, like, there are people that will come into the Moose Mart wearing a mask and then,
still,
every now and then.
Wow.
And they'll see that we're not wearing masks and take their mask off. So it's like, do you really want to be wearing that mask? It doesn't seem like it.
Stop kowtowing to everybody.
Yeah.
You know? Don't wear that stupid mask if you don't want to wear that stupid mask.
Well, and thank you, Phil, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And consider, if you're a liberty-loving person, you really got to consider making the move to New Hampshire. I mean, there's just no community like this anywhere. And what you're saying there, Bonnie, is so important, is to, yeah, the people with the masks on, they're signaling obedience. But we are signaling something else. We're signaling independence. We're signaling freedom. And people feel like, oh, my God. These people aren't doing what they've been told to do. Maybe I can join them. And unfortunately, people, as much as we want them to be leaders, as much as we want them to be independent,
be bold,
people are not generally leaders. People tend to be followers. And I mean, I wish that were different, but it's not. I mean, that's just people. People are followers.
Throughout my whole life, like, I've just been, I feel like lots of people say this, but I've been kind of, like, just different or whatever and don't really listen to people or whatever it is in that situation.
Oppositional defiance disorder.
And I've noticed that people will copy me, like, the way I am or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I've noticed that people will, because they're literally doing what they do all the time, being obedient. They see me, they think I'm cool, they start talking like me or whatever. So,
and
make
people
be... Take control of people's obedience by making them not obey you, but, you know,
people just want to
you.
Go along. Yeah, they follow. And, you know, you just have to... It's a tough position to be in as an individual. We want everybody to be their own leader.
Right. But I agree with what Bonnie said. I mean, ever since I met you, Bonnie, I'm not going to lie. I'm a half inch shorter than I was.
Trying to get shorter?
Whatever it takes.
He's saying he's trying to imitate you.
Oh,
but, you know, simple as being a crosswalk and just crossing. This is one of the best, most common examples you can see of this happening. People, you go to a crosswalk, there's people standing there waiting. You look around, there's like, there's no cars coming.
Go.
So you just go. You don't press the button and wait. You just start walking. And most of the time.
Move.
Now, this may not be true in New York City or whatever, where people are always crossing because there's so many people and they have sort of the right of way. But in most places, in a lot of cases, they're going to follow you.
I'm still trying to find out if a car will go through a red light with me, because there's like two completely useless red lights at on School Street, next to the bank, next to people's...
I've never had it happen. I've gone through a bunch of red lights here in Keene, and I've had similar questions. Will that person, follow the lead? Yeah,
they usually just move up and then stay stopped.
So another question about, will there be other countries following the lead of El Salvador? I'm going to try to sneak this topic in the remaining moments. According to the Wall Street Journal, the government of the impoverished Central American nation aims to spend up to $75 million as part of a plan to hand out $30 worth of crypto, specifically Bitcoin, to people who sign up for an e-wallet called Chivo, which stands for cool. That software-based system would allow an estimated 2.5 million Salvadorans to buy goods or pay for services in U.S. dollars or Bitcoin, El Salvador's two official currencies as of September 7th. So what's interesting about El Salvador is they don't have a government fiat currency of their own.
It's probably the strongest strongest component of their governance that they have.
It's a smart move in their case. The foray into Bitcoin risks wrecking El Salvador's $26 billion economy. Now, I'm not sure why they're saying that.
Well, it's going to wreck their $26 billion economy. It's going to do wonders for their Bitcoin economy. Right?
Their indebted central bank could be forced to spend hard currency reserves to buy Bitcoin if the value of the crypto asset craters and consumers rush to the safety of the dollar. The government can't print its own money. El Salvador ditched the colon in favor of the greenback 2 decades ago and is struggling to earn dollars. So the president says that adopting Bitcoin will help attract foreign investment. He's right about that.
Absolutely.
I'm sure there's a ton of Bitcoiners who are thinking about making the move.
I already want to go on vacation. Do they have reefs? I want to dive.
I don't know about that.
Diving.
So he says it could foster more and cheaper financial services and lower the cost of sending and receiving remittances, all of which is true. Now, the downside to this is Bitcoin isn't really ready for prime time. It's not ready for mass adoption because it hasn't scaled.
Right.
The technology behind Bitcoin has not changed.
It's a Model T on a racetrack.
Well, in years.
I heard a Bitcoin maximalist on, I think it was Ernie Hancock's show during ForkFest. There was a bunch of Bitcoin maximalists that kept getting interviewed. And I heard him saying he was in El Salvador using the Lightning Network to like buy coffees and stuff. What's wrong with that?
The Lightning Network isn't really Bitcoin. It's a system built on top of Bitcoin. So it masquerades as though it's Bitcoin, but it's really a secondary layer that has been built on top of Bitcoin and arguably isn't ready for prime time itself.
And it's also not encrypted, is it?
It's error-prone, and it's more centralized, and it's a topic that deserves more discussion as time goes on here. But suffice it to say, anybody that's using Lightning is not really using Bitcoin.
Weird.
And when Joel Valenzuela, who's the host of one of the shows we have on LRN.FM, Digital Currency Now, I think is what it's called, when he attempted a Lightning transaction recently, and he's a Lightning node guy. He's got one, so he can learn the ins and outs of it. He's not a fan of it, but he's
learning it.
And it didn't work when he tried to send a Lightning transaction to somebody who wanted some Bitcoin from Lightning. So there's all kinds of errors. There's all kinds of problems.
Hard pass.
It is. And that's the really downside to this El Salvador experiment is Bitcoin isn't the right way to go with this. It's cool that they're making it legal tender, and maybe we can talk more about it on another show because it definitely deserves more discussion. We'll get to it as we get closer to the deadline in September. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.